Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Randy tipped me off to a story out of Atlanta involving truck drivers, and the headline says it all. Man booted truckers as they slept, then demanded hundreds of dollars to remove the boots, according to the police. So the boot is a device you put on a wheel of a vehicle, and once it's clamped on, a vehicle cannot go anyplace until that thing is removed. And usually the device is used by the police doing parking enforcement. And they come across a vehicle that's either incurred a ton of fines previously or for some other reason, they don't want this person to get away without coming to them first. They'll boot the vehicle. So you're driving around downtown of a big city and you look over and see a car that's got a boot on it. You're like, ooh, good thing that didn't happen to me. But here, it's a guy who apparently just had his own boot business. So, Taisha Fernandez wrote the story for WSB TV. And the man's been arrested after police say he targeted truck drivers in an illegal booting scheme as they slept. Channel 2's Taisha Fernandez went to South Fulton County, where police said the man booted the drivers and then charged them hundreds of dollars to take the boots off. And he claimed that he was doing it with some kind of authority. That was the whole point. He wasn't just saying, hey, I'm a weirdo who's trying to rip you off. He'd say, oh, well, you're not allowed to park here, but you got to pay us money. If you pay the money, then we'll take the boot off and you can park here. But he had no right to do that. So police say the man watched the truckers as they parked, waited for them to fall asleep. He then booted the tires around 3 a.m., and then told the drivers they'd have to pay him $600 to get the boot removed. The reporter talked to one victim who said that he heard someone tapping on the side of his truck early Sunday morning. And he said, we got to boot your truck. You got to pay us before I can take this boot off. Us. So when you say you've got to pay us and there's only one person speaking, it's an implication that they're working with other people, presumably those in charge. He had boots on a lot of trucks, So it implies also he had more than one boot. So it's not something I've ever shopped for, but I do wonder where you buy the boots. The man says that the guy who's been arrested now asked him to pay $575. And that's something you do if you're scamming somebody, is you don't make it an even round number. You know, $1,000 doesn't sound quite right. $575 sounds like something the government would come up with, or perhaps a private parking lot that was upset about people parking illegally in their lot. But the man here, after being asked to hand over $575, was wary of the scheme. So he called the company that owned the property where these truckers were parked. And the business in the past had allowed truckers to park there free of charge. And so, again, a lot of truck drivers in the audience. I'm not talking to you guys because you guys already know this, and gals, by the way. But there are businesses out there that are trucker-friendly and that will actually tell truckers, if you need a place to park and spend the night and sleep, feel free to use our parking lot. And if that's a known thing, you do that, you're fine. But somebody here came along and kind of tried to usurp that. After the company affirmed they'd never charged drivers to park there, the man then went and just called the police, the truck driver. The truck driver called the police and said, yeah, there's some guy here who put a boot on my vehicle. He has no legal right to do that. I've confirmed I'm legally parked where I am, so you know, can you please do something about this? Investigators then realized that this guy had done this to more victims, many of whom had actually paid the money. Because how else do you get that boot off? The guy won't remove the boot until you pay him. So another victim told the reporter that his company actually paid the man $750. So I'm not quite sure why it'd be $750 here or $575 there. It might be the guy's just making up numbers as he goes along. You also wonder if he's being paid only in cash. Because if this is a legitimate operation, and I know it's not, but I'm saying if it was, you know, presumably you could pay with a credit card or debit card or any other form of payment because that's how most upright operations work. So if you go to pay a fine at the counter at the courthouse, yeah, they'll take plastic. So presumably, if somebody at the roadside is authorized to take money from you, they should be able to take plastic, you would think. I understand there might be some cases where the police, ticket enforcement people can't do that, but my question is, if they legitimately say, you can hand me money, usually you can do that with a card. Another victim, who said that he paid $750, told the reporter, me and the other driver started talking and said, you can't do that. That's like holding us hostage because you put stuff on our truck. And he said, nah, not the way y'all was parked. This is Georgia. We do what we want to do out here. This is Georgia. Meanwhile, the man is now facing two charges, theft by deception and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. Police didn't have to look too far to find him. He was parked in a white truck in the same parking lot where he was booting drivers. So the police show up. Oh, yeah, he's right there. That's him. He's in his truck. And ironically, if the company that owns the parking lot that gave the truck drivers permission to be there didn't give him permission to do what he was doing and be there, then he's probably trespassing. And officers decided to drive through the area and found him there waiting to prey on other drivers. At first, he told police he worked for the city of South Fulton. He then said he worked for the city of Atlanta. When you're coming up with defenses, I've mentioned before, when you're pleading in court, an answer to a complaint, for instance, or even a complaint, you can plead alternate theories. But when someone asks you basic facts of your situation, don't plead alternate theories. I work for the city of South Fulton. No, you don't. I work for the city of Atlanta. I thought you worked for the city of South Fulton. I work for the city of Macon. I mean, that's what we call changing your story. It doesn't make sense. Police also determined that he had a warrant out of Clayton County for failure to appear on a traffic ticket. So they got him for that. And as you can imagine, and this is the kind of thing, unfortunately, it's probably not worth the hassle unless you want to do this as a matter of principle. But obviously, if you paid this guy any money, you can sue him to get it back. And I'm not familiar with the laws of Georgia enough, but I can tell you that many states, there'd be several different ways you could get this money back. One is simply unjust enrichment. That guy got some money from you that he shouldn't have gotten. And in the process of doing it, he got it from you. You were harmed. He was benefited. Boom, there you go. But there's also other ones that often have to do with if you take money from somebody by deception or trick or fraud, that you can go after them not just for the money itself, but for a multiplier, double damages or triple damages, often for just treble damages. And I want to make that clear because I've had people say, Steve, you accidentally said the word treble when you meant to say triple. And triple, of course, is three. Treble, likewise, means the exact same thing. So you often hear of a triple, a guy hits a triple in baseball, or a gal, and gets to third base. That would be a triple. A hook that has three hooks is called a treble hook. And that is just a different word, but very, very similar sounding. But you can often get treble damages in a case such as this. But I'm not sure if you can do that in Georgia. But the question then, of course, is if this guy's even collectible. And, you know, so if he got you for $600, you can obviously assume to get $600 back. If you could triple that and get treble damages, you might be able to get $1,800 back. But even that might not be worth your time to file a claim in Georgia and be pursuing this while you're trying to live your life and make a living. So it's a crazy story, though. And it's the kind of thing where if you're confronted with this, let's imagine you're a truck driver. You've got to load your hauling someplace and you've got to get it there tomorrow. And you stop at a place you've stopped at before, you're legally allowed to be there, and you're sleeping, and you hear somebody come by and knock on your window at 3 a.m. First thought is, okay, this isn't going to end well. Second, when the guy goes, I booted your truck, you're not allowed to park here, but if you pay me $575, you can have your truck back because I can take the boot off. If you don't pay me, the boot doesn't come off. Now, there's several different trains of thought you have, one of which is, number one, you've got a truck with a load that needs to be delivered later today because now it's 3 a.m. So you start thinking, okay, if I mess with this guy and try to straighten this out in some other way besides paying him the money, what happens if I don't get this load delivered on time? So I don't blame the people who paid the guy because they were probably feeling like they were over a barrel. I just hope they can do something to get the guy back with respect to get their money back. And I also hope that when he goes up in court, that they don't just go, well, you know, he got a couple people for a few hundred dollars, no big deal. In essence, the guy's impersonating law enforcement. Now, he might not have ever said, I am law enforcement, but by seizing people's trucks temporarily and blackmailing them for money, that's worse. But he's doing it in a manner that makes it look like he's doing it on behalf of somebody who's got the right to do that. So it's a very, very bad scheme, but they caught the guy. Presumably, they stopped the guy. But it's a crazy story. So, Randy, thanks for sending from WSB-TV. Taisha Fernandez wrote that. Man booted truckers as they slept, then demanded hundreds of dollars to remove the boots. And he's been arrested. So we'll see what happens. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. We are the facilitators of our own creative evolution.